All right, let's go. All right, what are we going to do today?
Well, Dad, you know, we've got a lot of questions from fans, and a lot of the questions people are asking are about Larry Zidell.
The Rock.
The Rock. So we had him on the Grapevine show, and I think, to me, it was one, if not the best interview we did on the...
Well, I roomed with the guy, so I should know about him, and he was one of those guys that had oil in his hair. Don't ask me what the oil was for.
Well, you talk about that on the thing, so...
Do we?
Yeah. So tell us, before we get into it, about Larry the Rock Zidell. A lot of people might not know who he is, but who is Larry the Rock Zidell?
Born in Montreal. He was a stockbroker.
And when he retired, made a lot.
Yeah, he was a stockbroker. His grandparents were killed in the Holocaust. I didn't know that.
No.
And I get it written down here.
There's a video on YouTube that says the most violent man in hockey, and it has a picture of Larry Zidell. Was he?
No, him and Connie Madigan, and I was rooming with both of them, I knew. Connie Madigan used to do it for fun. He'd do it for fun. You had to do something to a player on our team or something like that. He was always sticking up. Oh, he was a beauty, and boy, was he tough. He was.
But you tell the story one time against when he was playing, I think it was Cleveland.
Oh, boy, I'll never forget that as long as I live. Bo Elliott was going to go to the National Hockey League the next year. I don't know whether he went or not. I don't know.
I looked at it. He didn't. He had 40 goals that year.
Yeah, and he was really having a year. He was unbelievable. And he get to the red line, and they were beating us, and he dumped it in. He said, "Go chase it, Larry. Go chase it, Larry." And so I knew a guy on the other club, on Cleveland club, and I said, "Geez, don't antagonize the guy. Just go and tell Bo Elliott not to do that." And I said, "Don't get him going, because you never know what he's going to do." And he, by golly, went and did it again. And he said, "Go chase it, Larry. Go chase it, Larry." And he just took his stick and just jammed it in his face and said, "You go chase it, Bo. You go chase it, Bo." I never forgot that. And
so when he speared Bo Elliott, like, what did the Barons do?
Oh, and they gathered around him, and he skated around. He said, "Yeah, you go chase it." And nobody even looked at him, because when he was riled like that, look out.
Well, his big, I think, claim to fame, for people that don't know, there was a shot of him with all cut up after a stick fight with
Eddie Shack.
Eddie Shack, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a pretty good stick fight. But they had something going.
Well, and I read that year in an exhibition game in Niagara Falls that he got into they said, even a worse stick fight with Derek Sanderson, and they both got thrown out. And Sanderson, so they're in their street clothes, right? Larry Zidell went after him and got into a big fight in the stands, and they got him and arrested him, and they had to spend the night in jail, and the whole thing was just like slap shot.
I'll tell
just
you,
like
Dad.
Slap shot. You ever did that? Imagine you did that today.
Oh, jeez.
You've sure had some dandy roommates, Dad.
Yeah, I had all the roommates that were nuts. I guess that's what you call it, nuts. And they were tough. They were tough, and they never go in hockey today.
No, we did the Grapevine show. We did it in 1992, and so we'll run it now. And to me, this is one of the best. One of the best interviews we had, and the other guest that night was Mike Keenan.
Mike Keenan, well,
and Mike, yes, and you said, "Gee, Mike, he could have played for your team." And Mike goes, "Yep, he could have played on my team anytime." So here's the Grapevine show of Dad and his roommate Larry the Rock Zidell.
All right. Right here we have a guy. First of all, he never missed the playoffs in his whole coaching career, if you can believe that. Coached the year in the American Hockey League, coached the year in the National Hockey League, 2 Canada Cups, Mike Keenan! Yeah. All right.
I knew we had to try it. You're never going to accommodate the fashion expert that you are, but the fashion like plate with the Chicago Blackhawk colors,
well,
we like it. We like
I had it. Them on for you in the finals. It didn't help you too much.
I think Mario had a few things to say.
Yeah, well, we won't get into Mario.
You didn't go to his tailors.
Yeah, I know. I read along the best. But I tell you, you're going to miss coaching.
I'm going to miss coaching. You're right. I'm missing coaching already.
Yeah, and, you give us a lot of thrills.
We had some great athletes to work with, and the intensity of being down on the bench, as you know, is
next
to playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Good assistant coaches, too, help you.
Yes, they did. We had a great team along the way.
Now, this guy I got on tonight could play for you. You would love him. I know a lot of people haven't heard of him in that, but this guy, Larry the Rock Zeidel, I'd be calling the Rock for obvious reasons. Well, and I've been through the American League when it was tough. I've been in the Western League, Central League, the whole deal. This guy was the toughest guy I've ever seen. So he could play on defense for you.
I know his reputation, and I'm sure he could.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Larry the Rock Zeidel. Right here. Think when we were in Cleveland and in those ramshackle places, here we are on television. Did you ever think?
Never thought it would happen, Don.
Here really? We are, eh?
Huh? You just got to hang in there, Don. Hang
keep going.
There. Yeah.
Keep what were you face. Making in the Hershey?
What was I making? Well, I thought I was a National Leaguer because I'd played for Detroit Red Wings, so I used to say to Baz, I want an NHL contract, so I asked for $7,000, you know?
$7,000?
Yeah.
I played for $3,000. Nice going.
Yeah, I read your book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read your book where you played for $3,000.
Hey, listen now, 52, you were with Detroit.
51, 52, I was on that Stanley Cup team, yeah, with Detroit.
Not bad, eh? Did you get a ring? Did they give you a ring?
They gave us plates. I got the plate,
you know? Give you a ring?
Well, low budget back then. A nice plate from Burke's Jewelers.
Tough to eat spaghetti off of, though, eh? Right? Yeah. No ring. And Chicago, went to Chicago.
Chicago, that's right.
54. You went to Hershey, right? Yeah. You held out. Why did you haul out?
Why did I haul? Well, I had a great year. 51, 52, Stanley Cup. Next year with Detroit, we got off to a bad start. They shipped me out to Edmonton.
Yeah. Who did you out to
okay,
Edmonton?
I even held out going to Edmonton.
Yeah. There.
And I had a great year out in Edmonton. Well, you know, Johnny Busick, Glenn Hall, you know, I'm doing a little name dropping.
Good,
you know, Normie
Allman,
all that, and I made the All-Star team, you know, they call it the Dream Team, the papers. Shouldn't read your press clippings, you know.
Yeah.
They're saying, oh, Zeidel, if he doesn't play for Detroit next year, he'll be with the Rangers, you know?
Yeah.
Jewish boy, Rangers, all that stuff. And I'm reading my press clippings, okay? And I'm working hard, construction in the summertime, getting ready to be back in the big leagues. And I got my little lunch pail there,
You're
and
ready.
I'm reading a paper, Zeidel sold to Hershey.
Yeah. Oh, where's Hershey?
What do you know? After being on the Dream Team, yeah, where's
Dream
Hershey?
Team. So you held out, and I never
I
got my...
And I visited Clarence Campbell for a month.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
You know, look at the year I had. I should be in a bit, you know?
Yeah. Well,
I didn't even get invited to a big league training camp.
Yeah.
Now I show up and you hold it against me because you were supposed to start with the Bruins.
I was supposed to start with the Bruins.
Yeah, he was supposed to, he held that against me.
Yeah. So anyhow, we get there. He drives up in this big, beautiful, light blue Lincoln Continental. What a car. And you know what happened there? I'll tell you. You were responsible bringing that car for Rose and I to get married. Did you know that?
She was telling me that.
Yeah, what happened was, she gets there, she sees you in this mile-long light blue convertible. She says, I don't, you know, I just met her a
big
couple
time,
of days. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
So she sees you in this.
Yeah.
She says, hey, hockey players are rich.
Oh, yeah,
she chased me and chased me for a month till she got me.
Well, I don't know. When I room with you, you were playing love music all the time, so she had gotten to you. Really, you were playing it. I wasn't listening to records. I was just getting ready for the next game, and you're listening to this love music.
Unchained Melody. Anyhow, she caught me, and we've been together now for a few years. Roommates, you never let me sleep. You always were up.
I tried, Don.
I
tried.
I was coming in from the bars. And he was going out for a walk. What's going on
here? I used to get pumped up.
Yeah.
I wanted to win so bad. And it's tough to get unwound, even walk racehorses. Don't they, after the race, they walk the horse?
Well, you're supposed to go out and have a few pints. You never did.
That's where I made my mistake.
Yeah.
I know. The guys would tell me that, hey, you got to have a few beers.
Just a couple.
So we could sleep.
Just a little glow.
But the stuff didn't agree with me.
Listen.
I'd get a headache.
I got a headache after. Now, I used to have that oil treatment you used to put on. That used to bug me. 3 o'clock in the morning, I look up. He's sitting with a towel on his head with oil. What's going on?
Well, I was just restless. Sometimes I'd take a bath, too, or I'd go for a walk.
Shh. 3 o'clock in the morning. Here's a bathtub going, oil treatments and everything. No wonder I didn't make it the NHL.
Don, I tried hard. When you started to complain, I didn't put any lights on. I didn't take a bath. And then you said, he breathes too hard. Kept me up all night, he breathes too hard.
Well, you used to snore pretty good, I'll tell you that.
Well, I didn't know about that.
You remember the time Ian Cushnan and I had a great fight in Cleveland? Do you remember that? We wrecked the penalty box. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
And the cops come over and put a club right on my head. Now, I want to ask you, why did you pick up the penalty box door and throw it out on the ice? Why did you do that?
First, I want to tell them that you're really a good sport, because before you got in a fight, you were like a matchmaker. You say, yeah, you want to go? Okay, let's go. Let's go. All right, let's go.
That's right.
In my day, if I talked to an opponent before I got in a fight, I caught more hell. You were supposed to just walk in there and plant them one.
Yeah.
Okay? All right? So I got a kick out of you kids, like I'm older than you. I said, boy, these guys are polite.
Yeah, let's
now,
go.
Yeah, let's go.
You say, you're the penalty box.
Hey, picture this. Picture this right now. We'd go to the penalty box in our day, and they'd have a Pinkerton guard sitting there between the two combatants.
That's right, that's right.
Okay? So you'd have a go on the ice, huh? You'd have
that's
a go
right.
on
you
the
got
ice.
It, yeah.
Now you go to the penalty box and you're still steaming.
Right.
And you're looking across at the guy. You know? You gotta get even.
Right.
This poor Pinkerton guy's there, right?
He's sitting there like this.
Like that. And there's a little, it's like a phone booth.
Yeah.
And there's three from one team and three players from the other team in this little phone booth.
Yeah.
Now the rumble starts, huh? And everybody's fighting. The Pinkerton guard, he's down on the floor. Okay? It's so crowded, the hinges come off the door. Oh, look. Really, the hinges has come off the door. Now, this guy I'm fighting with, I trip over the door that's on the ground and nearly get killed, but I recover, and I'm angry at the door, but I don't want to quit. I said, goddamn door. I pick the door up, throw it on the ice, so now I can get back at him, see? All right?
Well, that door is wondering why you're doing that.
But I didn't rip the door.
Ian Cushnan and I, we're like this. Yeah. We both look like this. Here's this guy picking up this great big door out in the middle of the ice. I look at him. What's this guy's nuts or something? Yeah.
Well, you missed that. I tripped over the door. Yeah. I went back.
All right, now I wake up in the morning. Yeah. I wake up.
Yeah.
You're waking me up. You want to get in the penalty box parade, right? You want to beat me. Look at this. You're beating me in the pen. 4 o'clock in the morning, you're showing me a paper. You remember that?
I was pumped up, man. Team player.
Imagine rooming with this guy.
Hey, the coaches gave us roles, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's like a movie. Some guys get the leading lady. Other guys drive the getaway car. Other guys get shot early.
And
My role, I was supposed to get out there and balance the intimidation tactics. You know, when the game starts, the one team wants to intimidate the other team, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the easiest way to win, right? If the one team's going to quit, it's easy.
I'll tell you one thing, boy.
So
you
pumped up, yeah.
You remember the Western League?
Oh, yeah, I remember
You played there?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Jack Evans?
Oh, yeah. We.
Now, let me tell you, folks, what happened. I came in the league, and I heard, you know, it travels like wildfire. We heard about you. When I was in junior, we heard about you and Jack Evans, the toughest fight with sticks.
Brutal.
It was... Tell us about it and spare us nothing.
Well, Don, I got to avoid too much verbiage, but, you know, we all fell in love with the game, either listening to Foster Hewlett as a kid keeping a scrapbook. I mean, we were hooked on the game.
Yeah.
That's why we became hockey players. Now you get invited to training camp. You sign with one of the big league teams, 16, 17 years old.
Yep.
You go to training camp, you're like a puppy dog. You go to camp. You don't know that. The pros are tough, you know, they're men, okay?
and they test you. You scrimmage, they give you elbows, they run you, and they pick the, you know, they train you to be, to bark tough and bite, right? Yeah. And right. And they talk about guts. You got to have guts. You got to have heart, right? Okay. So we're out in Edmonton. We got, you know, good teams out there. Again, Glenn Hall, Busick, Ullman, you know, Al Arbor was out there, Horvath, Stasiak. Now, the Bentley boys are in the Hall of Fame. They were in Saskatoon, Jack Evans. Now, in those days, the philosophy was to have one scoring line and everybody else check. That keeps the cost down, keeps
right,
the budget
down.
Right.
Checkers get nothing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, but you need those hitters to win championships.
Yeah.
The hitter helps you win a championship.
You got it.
He gets 15 golds. He goes in to get a race. You got to be kidding.
Yeah.
You want me to pay you the same as the guy that scored 30?
Yeah, but
you got to be kidding. But you wouldn't have won the cup without the...
That's right.
Okay? So now the strategy is to intimidate that scoring line. And, you know, if you're not emotional like me, Baz used to say, Larry, the problem with you, you got to let everybody in the rink know what you're going to do. You're supposed to do it when the referee's not looking. Okay, so if you're gutsy and a good poker player, when the referee's not looking, you nick one of these scores in the face, they go to the trainer, are you all right? You okay? You all right? So that went on, right? And Jack was playing his role.
Jack Evans.
Oh, yeah, he's playing his role. You know, Larry Wilson, I think he was on the one team. He'd get nicked. Some of the other goal scorers get nicked. One time I'm carrying the puck out of my end, and I get nicked. And I always drop the gloves, and I fought.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you can call it a sucker punch or whatever, but I fought. And he nicked me. I said, he's not going to get away with that. He cut me. I swung back. I missed. I missed three times. This was my indoctrination into the using the stick.
Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't miss?
He didn't miss three times. He chunked out of here, one out of my nose, and one out of the forehead. But as a puppy dog, he taught me that you got to have guts, okay? You got to be tough and set an example for the rest of the team. So I didn't go down.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't go down, okay? I didn't know what I looked like, but I was very emotional. And they were going to throw us both out of the game. In fact, they threw us both out of the game. And the smiler, Jack, I'm frantic. And he hasn't got a scratch on him. Look, he's walking off. They're leading him off the ice. I pick up a broken stick, and I go behind him. To part his hair.
Yeah.
But I eased up a little. I eased up a little
eased
now.
Eased up a little?
Yeah, or I would have killed him, okay?
Yeah.
Then I go in the dressing room. You couldn't see me for blood. You could have put a quarter in this hole. I said, how are they going to stitch that one up?
Oh, God. Shove a piece of wood in it or something.
Yeah, but you know, they taught us, you don't fall on the ice and have the trainer come out and look
at it. Hear that, Mike? Mike Keenan, I guess
no,
so.
No, they taught. So, you know, and then I felt strong. I felt good.
Ready.
And I says, well, after that, if anybody fools with me, if I took all those shots, nobody's fooling with me. They'll get my stick. I mean, he introduced me to the stick.
Yeah.
Okay? Of course, as a kid growing up, Kenny Reardon was pretty good at...
Kenny Reardon, my hero.
Some, yeah.
Now, listen, in 67 after all that, you make a comeback. Now, how did you get the attention of everybody? You're 40 years old.
40 years old, yeah. Well, see, Bud Poile appreciated what I did for him in Edmonton. I played my role. We won the cup out there 2 years in a row, and it's always fun to win.
Yeah.
I mean, it hurts to lose. I mean,
you better believe it.
When you win, it's just beautiful. You know, it's really great. So I helped him win two cups out there, okay? And tough league. So now I'm in with the Cleveland Barons, you know, veteran, but loving the game, okay? So Bud shows up getting ready for the expansion draft. We go out and have a few beers, and he says, how about scouting for me? So I'm dedicated, I'm on the defense, and I'd write him a report after every game. I'm out on the ice, but I told him to get Dornhofer, and he didn't have big points.
No.
But he's made the right stuff if you want to win.
Your heart.
Okay. So now he flies me into Philadelphia, puts me up at the Bellevue in May before the June draft. I give him my opinion. I'm preparing for the draft. And then he offers me a coaching job with the Jersey Devils there in the Eastern League.
Mike's old league.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I'm still a hockey junkie, okay?
Yeah.
I could still play. I want to play, okay? I've been playing against these guys for 10 years, and I know all their moves. So,
you know them.
Yeah. So I just kept after them to, you know, to go from Cleveland to and the Flyers.
At 40, you come back, well, and I felt, were plus 16.
Plus 17, yeah.
Plus 17.
In fact, I signed my contract. And see, Bud, I played with Bud on, you know, out in Edmonton the one year, and then I played for him. He was my partner on defense the one year. So after I signed, I was all excited, and I signed. Yeah. I say, Bud, these days they give defensemen bonuses. How about throwing a few bonuses in? So he thought about, okay, we'll give you a bonus if you're plus or minus. I never heard of that one, plus or minus. Yeah. If you finish first and you have the lowest goals against it. Jeez. And I made the three
Not
of them.
Bad. You helped out Perron a few times too, eh?
Well, no question. See, I've been on winners and losers.
Bernie Perron.
Okay, and on losing teams, right at training camp, you'll be sitting with a few of the guys, and how are we supposed to win with that goalie we have? Look what the lineup the other team has. I mean, that's bad. That hurts, okay? Now, where I felt I helped Bernie, I was a team player, they'd room me with Bernie, and I was old enough to be his father. They did a number on us. This Jack Chevalier did a number on us in the Philadelphia Inquirer before we went to Montreal. We should mail the 2 points. You know, we'll lose 15-0. What are we got a nerve to be on, an expansion team, to be on the same ice with Beliveau and Henri Richard, you know, all those big stars, Savard. You know, they had a stacked lineup. I think they're all in the Hall of Fame, the whole team, you know.
The whole team, yeah.
Yeah, they're all in the Hall
Dickie
of Fame.
Moore,
oh, okay. So we have our meal, and then we go upstairs, and Bernie couldn't sleep. He's nervous. He's sitting up, two in a room, and he's looking at me, and I'm stressed out. And he says, do you really like hockey? He's talking to me like I'm some kind of nut that I'm still playing, you know?
Yeah. Old guy like you.
You really like it? Oh, Bern, I love it. I just love it, you know? And you see he's a little nervous. You think they'll get many shots tonight? Now you know he's nervous.
Now you better believe
it. Oh, yeah, you tell. Yeah. So at least I felt I came through a team player. I says, they'll probably get a lot of shots, but, you know, he says, you think they'll get a lot of shots? There's Beliveau. He names their lineup. I says, but they shoot from way out. They'll be shooting from way out. We'll get a lot of shots. And then I put my tongue in my cheek and I said, you know, Bernie, remember when we used to say, hey, you got to be out of your head to go in the nets? I says, Bernie, you got the easiest job on the team, okay? You stand there, A, B, C. Cut the angles, okay? They shoot, they hit you, we win. Everybody says, wow, he got 60 shots. Look at that goaltender, was sensational. He got the easiest shot. You know, I told him he's got an easy job, you know,
tongue
in cheek. So we go out there. He was sensational. We win 4-1. I mean, an expansion team on the road. 4-1. Rochford gets a hat trick. Bernie's cutting angles. He's sensational. Okay? And all year long, Bernie's got a sense of humor. He said, The Rock, you know what the problem is? When you're supposed to be in A, you're in B. When you're supposed to be in B, you're in C. That's the problem.
Good point, bro. I'll tell you. Well, I'll tell you, we're going over the bar. I tell you, he'd be great there. Go, Walker. Okay, welcome back. You know, I remember back in Hershey and that, you'd pick up a paper, look in the stock market and say, I just made $500 and put the paper back. Never even paid for the paper. What are you doing now?
Guess what? I'm a stockbroker in Philadelphia with Janny Montgomery Scott,
All right. Jeez, you never...
Well, you know what? In sports, they taught us not to quit. I've been through some tough times, but, you know, the guys that went to Harvard and Princeton, they left the business when there's a recession on.
Oh, yeah.
But I hung in there.
You all hung in there.
Yes, it's 1969.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to ask you right off the bat. Yeah. A lot of people interested in this. I love asking this question. I'll ask Mike, too.
Yeah.
Who's the best player you ever saw?
Well, I got to go back to my time, you know, my era, okay? And I appreciated Gordie Howe for what he did for the team offensively and defensively. When he didn't have the puck, he was like a tough linebacker, and that helped to win cups.
So it was Gordie, eh?
I liked Gordie for that reason. I mean, you could pick other players. Believe me, Rocket Richard, the guys in Montreal say, well, he came through quite often, you know, to win get that big goal.
Yeah, and he lasted a long time. Who's the best you ever saw?
I have to stay with my loyalties. A little different era now. Wayne Gretzky helped us win 2 Canada Cups. Great player, has done it over 10 years.
Yeah.
And just a little bit earlier than that, Bobby Orr from the rear guard.
Yeah, Bobby Orr. Well, you know me. You don't have to ask. I know it's Bobby Orr for me all the way. Now, an all-star team. Larry, you pick your all-star team. Start with the goaltender.
I'm going to stick with my era.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Even though
that's
I saw the Gretzky's and
Yeah, go,
and all
that's
those
okay. Go
goodies,
ahead.
Okay? Well, I'm going to color a little, and I can't go wrong. There were so many good ones.
Yeah.
It's almost not fair to pick one to each position. Terry Sawchuk.
Yeah, I'll go along with him. We got 1 minute now. You got to hurry.
Okay, Sawchuk, 4 shutouts in 8 games. I'm going to go along with Doug Harvey for all he do, and maybe I'll throw Red Kelly in. He was on 8 Stanley Cup teams, so he did something right. Yeah. I always like competitors, so I'll go Gordie Howe. Ted Lindsay, I'm coloring a little.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, maybe I should put my buddy on who I grew up with, Dickie Moore. Okay?
Yeah, Dickie Moore.
Not? He won't talk to me if I don't throw him
in
there.
All right, Dickie's in there. Who's center? Who you
center?
Want? Yeah.
I got to find a centerman?
Yeah.
What?
How about Sid Abel? You've been picking all Detroit now.
That might look bad. What about, we'll go along. We'll go along with Melt Schmidt. We'll give a little bit
further. All right, we'll get Boston there. You got to be quick now.
We'll do a little modern era stuff here now. Grant Fuhr, Raymond Bork, along with, we'll even slip back to Bobby Orr. Gretzky, put Mario on the right wing, and Mark Messier on the left wing.
Whoa, even he's I can creative. Win with that
he's
one.
He's creative.
I guess right. so. Put it there, Larry
all
Bird.
Right. We'll see
put it there,
back.
Mike. Two great times.
That was a great interview, and I got a question, but first we want to thank our sponsor, NorthStarBets.com. It's a Canadian-owned and one of the best places to play in Canada. They have everything you're looking for, slots, live dealers, live tables, sports books with built-in insight and analysis, and listeners who have an account with Spreads.ca, that's their original name, don't have to do anything, just sign into NorthStarBets.com, and they have an exclusive offer to our listeners. If you sign up now and deposit with the promo Cherry, NorthStarBets.com will match your first bet up to $100, and you get 100 bonus spins on the big whale. And if you get 3 of your suits, you get some big dough. So you guys talked off the bat about you were fighting Ian Cushman in the penalty box.
Oh, yeah.
And so Larry Zidel literally went and ripped the door off the penalty box.
He thought I was going to get a misconduct and all that stuff and everything. And he always liked to be the number one guy with penalties. And he says, you're going to beat me. I didn't know what he was talking about.
So he wanted to be the penalty minute
he
leader.
He wanted to be the penalty leader, and he usually was. And he grabbed a penalty box door and ripped it off the hinges. I'm not kidding. And it was thick, too. It wasn't just a flimsy door. It was a big, thick. And he threw it on the ice. I never forgot that. you have to be very careful. And when you get in the penalty box, because the police were always there. The police, believe. And I remember the policeman laid a blackjack on my head, just on my forehead. And he said, do you have any problems with anybody in this? I says, no, sir. No, sir.
Well, for somebody to do that, I mean, he must have been pretty strong.
He lifted this door, and it sounds like
something in a movie.
Yeah, like something in a movie. And he threw it out on the ice. I never forgot that. I'm busy with Cushman, and I caught that in the corner of my eye. I said, what the hell is that guy doing?